Welcome, everybody, to another Free Basketball. Cody could not be with us tonight, and I recorded earlier today with Daniel for a Grizz 901 pod, which will be coming out today as well. So kind of figured to give Daniel a night off. So tonight is going to be just a solo pod, which I know is absolutely everyone's favorite to hear me just kind of fumble over myself for 20 or 30 minutes. But after All-Star break, I thought that we would revisit our power rankings that we talked about. And we talked about them a couple months ago. I think it was the December 6th episode. So it's been about 3 months since we have discussed the power rankings before. So to kind of revisit the top at where we were at a couple months ago, the top five as of December 6th, number one team in the rankings. Here's the top five. Warriors were number one. The Jazz were two. The Suns were third. The Bulls were fourth. And the Nets were fifth. So obviously, as you get into this rankings, you'll see some teams have moved a little bit, some towards the top. And then one of these teams has moved drastically out. You can probably guess which. But 6-10 was number six, the Milwaukee Bucks, 7, Miami Heat, 8, the Hornets, 9, the Hawks, and 10, the Cavs. So I'm not going to go over the complete list, just kind of make some notes of big movers over the past couple months and who has just completely risen from their original rankings when we first revealed this to everyone. So let's get into where our power rankings are at currently. So I'm going to kind of break down a little bit of maybe some not thoughts on each and every team as we go through this entire list, but going to hit up some things about their schedule, how they've been playing, how they are currently, some net rating, just little thoughts and stuff. And as we go, I'll probably drop off and talking about the qualities of teams after a certain level. So you'll kind of notice this might be more stats heavy at the front and a lot of schedule mentioning, but don't worry, stick around and it'll get faster towards the end. But the number one team in our power rankings and have been for some while is the number one team in the league. And that is the Phoenix Suns, the current record of 49-12. Now I know they have lost two in a row. The CP3 wrist injury definitely gives you some concerns, but I'm not too worried about the Suns. I definitely don't think the two losses that they have warrant moving them out of the number one spot. They've been the best team in the league all season. And I don't think these two losses without CP3 should be an indicator that maybe we should move them a little bit. So they're still number one on our power rankings. They do have two games this week, both at home, and they're playing the Blazers and the Knicks. So it's two games this week for them to get right, kind of bounce back. Number two on our list, the Golden State Warriors at 43-18. I know the record, all that stuff about the Warriors without Draymond, it's about near 500. It's not great. But they boast a 7.3 net rating overall. They did lose tonight. I'm kind of recording this as the Lakers and Pelicans game is going on. So some of this, maybe just the Lakers and Pelicans stuff with their rankings, I might have to flip-flop them after the way this game is starting to go for the Pelicans. But I'm not moving the Warriors out of two just because of that record without Draymond. They've done enough legwork to keep at the top where I don't think they should move out, and I don't think we should overreact to the last month and a half to 2 months for them. They're still a very dangerous, and they're still the second best team in the league to me. I mean, they have a 43-18 record for a reason. So upcoming, and I guess if you watch the Mavericks game tonight, they should have won that game. They were up by 14, I believe, on the Mavericks, and then put up a 13-point fourth quarter and lost by 6. And that just doesn't usually happen to the Warriors. So kind of an anomaly, kind of a weird night in the NBA. It's been kind of a weird week after All-Star break, really, with a lot of these games. So I'm not worried about the Warriors at all. Should have won tonight. Their upcoming games this coming week, they play the Timberwolves, they play the Mavericks again, and then they play the Lakers this week. So is there potential for more slides, a couple more losses? Maybe, but I would expect them to definitely go 2-1, possibly strong possibility that they even go 3-0 and be okay, and we stop freaking out. Third, the Miami Heat. 4.7 net rating. They're 40-21. Wins this week against the Knicks and the Spurs. I know, not impressive, but here's what's upcoming for them. They play the Bulls, the Bucks, the Nets, and the 76ers this week. So we'll find out by next Sunday if they warrant a top three ranking. And so with me, with all the metrics, the way they've been playing after getting Bam back, who's been playing like a man with his hair on fire recently, Jimmy Butler getting back to form, Kyle Lowry, who's kind of been a little off a little bit recently. They're still one of the best three-point shooting teams in the league, and that's with Duncan Robinson being ice cold, but it's been kind of Tyler Hero season. So I can't in good conscience put a couple of teams above them. So they're number three for me. Number four, this is going to be a surprise, and it's probably going to make Daniel upset. He's probably going to call me or text me after this and say, I should have been on the podcast to fight you about this. But I have the Utah Jazz at number four. They're 38-22. I get it. They have four less wins than the Memphis Grizzlies, but the Jazz are 8-2 in their last 10. They just won against the Mavs and the Suns. Obviously, it's the Suns without CP3. You can make that argument. But what they have this week is they play the Houston Rockets and the New Orleans Pelicans, who have been frisky. Just ask the Lakers. What I'm kind of looking towards is kind of the projection of where this team's going to be. Their next five after the Rockets, Pelicans, they play the Thunder, the Mavericks, the Blazers, the Spurs, and the Kings. Does anybody see a nine-game win streak coming up? Because that's how I kind of feel about this team. The only team that they might slip up against is the Mavericks, or maybe they fall asleep against the Spurs or the Kings. But to me, the Jazz, too proud of an organization. Everybody's starting to talk about, is Donovan Mitchell the next star that's going to be disgruntled and want out? And they've been reports surfacing again about his relationship with Rudy Gobert. But I think this is a really good spot for the Jazz, and I think they are the fourth best team in the league over the fifth best team that I have currently in the league, and that is the Memphis Grizzlies, who are 42-20, a 4.4 net rating. The reason I can't put the Grizz ahead of the Jazz or even the Heat and put them in the top three is their shooting. That's the only reason I keep them out of the top three. The power of their wins has kept them in the top 10. Winning 40-plus games before you lose 20 is truly impressive, and they're third in the West, possibly could catch the Warriors for two if the Warriors continue to struggle without Draymond. But here's the thing. If you take away all the wins and you take away the record and you just compare the shooting splits, this is a below-average team, just shooting-wise. And I know that sounds unfair, but let me give you teams. There are six teams with the worst effective field goal percentage in the league than the Memphis Grizzlies. Here's the six teams that are worse than them, and they're marginally worse than the Grizzlies. The Knicks, the Raptors, the Pelicans, the Magic, the Thunder, and the Pistons. Now, let me give you, there's six teams that have a worse three-point percentage than the Grizzlies. The Pacers, the Wizards, the Pelicans, the Magic, the Thunder, the Pistons. So Pelicans, Magic, Thunder, Pistons are consistent for really, really bad shooting teams, and just two different teams for effective field goal percentage and three-point percentage. So they're the seventh worst shooting team by both metrics. And this is the only reason that I keep them out of the top three, because if they were even average shooting team, they would be top three, definitely pushing for top two with the kind of current streak that the Warriors are struggling with right now. So I have the Grizzlies at the five. I know people aren't going to be happy about that, but the power rankings is hard data. This is realistic expectations to where they have been, but they do have a big week coming up. They play the Spurs, the Celtics, and the Magic. So potential 2-1 week. 1-2 at worst case scenario, 3-0 best case scenario for the Grizzlies if they just kind of keep this train going. Next, sixth, the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks stay here at six. When we did this back on December, the Bucks were ranked sixth then. They're ranked six now. They're a plus three net rating. They're 36-25. They just lost to the Nets by three. their upcoming schedule, they play the Hornets, the Heat, and the Bulls. So this is a big week for them. Play a struggling Hornets team who can't find their three-point shot. The Heat and the Bulls, the two top teams in the East. So big week for the Bucks. It's all about health and continuity for them, integrating the new pieces. So we'll see if they kind of stick at six or maybe make a mini run. To me, they're probably going to stick in this 4-7-8 range for the rest of the regular season. But seventh, I know this is a surprise based on their current win streak that they just ended by the Grizzlies. The Chicago Bulls are 39-22. I believe the Grizzlies ended a six or eight game win streak for them. I should have double checked that. But the Bulls have a minus 1.9 net rating. They are one of the best 3-point shooting teams in the league, 37.6% from three. Their defense is just really bad. It's a turnstile. I don't know where Nikola Vucevic has been, but what is he doing? I don't know if he's just going through a rut or what, but he had a bad game against Grizzlies. Their defense is bad. I know it's about health. They probably move up if everybody's healthy. They're probably in the top five if they're a fully healthy team with Caruso and Lonzo. But this is realistic where they are. If it's not for DeMar DeRozan, where is this team at? We have no idea. There's no DeRozan or LaVine. Where is this team at? But their upcoming schedule this week, big week. They play the Heat, the Hawks, and the Bucks. This is a big week for the Bulls. I could see them losing all three games this week. Number eight, the Cleveland Cavaliers. The steady, consistent Cavs, who were 10th when we first recorded this in December, they're 36-24, a 4.2 net rating. The Bulls were actually a 1.9 net rating. They weren't negative. My apologies. So they're a little bit above average, barely though. And I think that's true from what we've kind of seen when they play good teams. When they play good teams, they've struggled. But enough about the Bulls. The Cavs are a 4.2 net rating. They lost to the Pistons, but they did beat the Wizards. Upcoming for this week is the Wolves, the Hornets, and 76ers. It'll be a good test for them against the Wolves and the 76ers. And the Hornets, you know, if they catch fire from three coming off a bad shooting streak, then who knows? But the Cavs have been steady and consistent all year. I expect them to stay about the same, kind of stay in that 8 to 11 or 12 range for the rest of the regular season. Number nine, the Denver Nuggets, 36-25. Who would have thought that the Denver Nuggets would be here in the top 10 best teams in the NBA right now? They beat the Warriors 117-116. They do have two games at home two games coming up against the Warriors. Both are at home. They have won six in a row. They won tonight against the Blazers. So I believe that makes it seven. Maybe I should have checked that. It's six or seven still. But upcoming this week, the Thunder and the Rockets. So they could have add two more to that win streak and just keep it going. And this is top 10 is just completely respect to Jokic for what he's done with that team. He has complete command of that team. I just can't imagine what this team's record is without Jokic there. So they're number nine. Number 10, the Boston Celtics, 36-27, 5.8 net rating. They've had a huge run this past month. Offense looks better. They have looked frisky with Derek White joining the fold. It's all about their defense for the most part. And that is where this team is going to succeed. And it's their defense has been pretty darn good for the Celtics for the past 2 months. This week, though, they have the Hawks and the Grizz. So pretty interesting week to kind of measure for next time I do these on next Sunday. But the Celtics right now are number 10. Number 11, the Philadelphia 76ers. I get it. James Harden. Joel Embiid, it's looked great. Two wins. This team is 37-23. I just don't know if it's fool's gold with these two wins, but we're going to find out. Because this upcoming schedule, they play the Knicks again. Lucky them. Then they play the Cavs and the Heat. So they beat the Wolves and the Knicks already. Play the Knicks again. Then they play the Cavs and Heat. Really, really interested by that matchup against the Heat. I believe it is this coming Saturday. So I think that's going to be a great indicator of where kind of the 76ers might be going forward. But they're definitely 11th. Harden and Embiid, free throw line living. Number 12, the Dallas Mavericks. They boasted 3.5 net rating. They're 36-25. They lost recently at the Jazz. They beat the Warriors tonight. We talked about that earlier, about the Warriors, how they were pretty much getting dominated. And then they just, the Mavericks went on a huge run and the Warriors went ice cold. Upcoming this week for the Mavericks, they play the Lakers. Probably a good time to be playing the Lakers. The Warriors again and the Kings. And to me, for the Mavericks, it's been their defense. I know Luka's starting to ramp up. He looks like preseason MVP favorite that we all thought he would be. He could end up winning the scoring title if he keeps this going. He has been dominant, adding Spencer Dinwiddie, adding Davis Bertans. This could be an interesting team, but the defense has held up so far. So we'll see if that changes with the incorporation of these more offensive-minded players. But so far, the defense has been on point and has got them the 12th ranking. We move on to number 13, which is not a huge move from this team where we had them the first time. We had them 12th, which was a surprise to Daniel, and he hated it. So he's going to hate this again. That's the Los Angeles Clippers. And I get it. They're 32-31, barely above 500. They just beat the Lakers, barely squeaked by the Rockets tonight. And upcoming for them this week, they get the Rockets and Lakers again, just in that order, Rockets and Lakers. So huge props to Reggie Jackson. Ty Lue has been incredible as a coach. Luke Kennard, everybody's chipped in and they have exceeded expectations, which I don't think anyone expected them to. I know they're in the play-in. It's not like they're a playoff team, but compared to other teams, a lot of them would have folded. So it's been a great year for them considering what they've gone through. So they're number 13 in the league. Number 14, which is a big jump for this team, probably the second biggest jump besides the Grizzlies. The Grizzlies, when we first did this rating, number 20. And then they moved. They're moved all the way up to 5 now. So see what winning does for you. And this is the same for the Timberwolves at number 14. We had them as the 21st best team at the current time in December. They're 32-29. They just beat the Grizzlies. They lost versus the 76ers, that new Harden Embiid duo. But this week, they have upcoming, they have the Cavaliers, they have the Warriors, they have the Thunder, they have the Blazers. So two tough up front. Two easy wins to end the week. And it's all about consistency for the Timberwolves. They can either go on a hot winning streak and go on a shooting streak with it, or they can go ice cold and lose 10 or 12 in a row. Carl Anthony Towns has already made mention of that before. When you start losing, sometimes it just keeps going. So we'll kind of see with the Timberwolves. I feel like this is a team that's going to be a big mover in these power rankings over the remaining 20 or so games that we have in the season. Maybe getting a little faster, might hit a few notes about these teams because it's starting to get to 500 and below. So it's not too exciting, but I think you'll be interested by where teams are currently based on our metrics. But 15th at 29-31 record, a team that has disappointed me all season and I've believed in them an entire season. And that's the Atlanta Hawks. Now, they're the top three-point shooting team in the league. Their defense is horrible. The problem is their consistency and also their health issues. So do they have another fire the head coach and hire the assistant run in them? That's a joke. I don't have Daniel to fake laugh at all my bad jokes, so you just kind of have to chuckle at that one on your own. But Lloyd Pierce is not walking back through that door for you to fire him again and fix your team, quote-unquote. So they got to figure this out. The defensive consistency is where they're going to have to find it. I know they've had health issues and it's been sporadic for this team, but the offense is there. The offense is not the problem. It's the defense. So Trae Young has been playing great. We just need players to stay on the court for him to get healthy, because I really think this is an interesting team. If they can find the consistency in defense and be healthy, if they can make it into the playoffs. So I would not want to face this team. They could also completely fall apart. That's the kind of the season of the Atlanta Hawks right now. Talking about a team that's completely fallen off to where they were a couple months ago. At 16, the Brooklyn Nets, 32-29. Health is the biggest issue for this team, obviously. And there's been reports about the New York is going to come off of the guidelines for the COVID vaccine. So it looks like Kyrie is going to be able to start playing in home and away games now. He's not going to be part-time. Obviously, the trade was interesting. What's going to happen with Ben Simmons? He's already reporting sore back. Is he going to be able to perform? They got Seth Curry. You know, they still have all the guys that they got in the offseason. The thing about this team to me is the defense. Are they going to kind of get back to form, or are they kind of waiting to go on an offensive run when KD returns? So is offense and defense going to go back to kind of where they were towards the beginning of the season with KD, or will this kind of be just an all offense team with Seth Curry and Patty Mills, Kyrie, and just being small? Because this is one of a big movers team. I mean, they were fifth the first time we recorded this in December. They've dropped all the way to 16th. So they've just had a really bad month and a half. Nice win against the Bucks the other night. Let's see if they can kind of put some things together. 17th, Toronto Raptors, 32-27. They just lost two games by a combined 59 points. Look, before this, they were probably 13th or 14th with the run they've been having. But they look like they really enjoyed their All-Star break, because they have not shown up in the past two games since the All-Star break. And they probably deserve the rest, since they play a combined probably the most minutes for their starters or their rotation guys than anyone in the league. But upcoming for the Raptors, they play the Nets twice, back-to-back basically. They play the Pistons and the Magic. So we'll see where the Nets are at. And then they get the Pistons and the Magic. So hopefully they can get things right. Hopefully they can stop this two-game losing streak. And if not, get to four losses or three losses in a row, then win the last three or win the last two to end the week heading into next week. But number 18, a team that has also dramatically fallen off when we had them ranked first time, they were eighth. Now they're 18th. That is the Charlotte Hornets. They are 30-33. They're 2-8 in their last 10. Their three-point shooting has cooled off after being number one for most of the season in the NBA. Upcoming for them this week, they play the Bucks, the Cavs, and the Spurs. So not an easy week. Probably look to continue that losing streak unless their three-point shooting comes alive again for them. Number 19. This is where we all thought this team would be, right? At this point in the season, right after All-Star break. At 27-33. The Los Angeles Lakers, they are negative 1.4 net rating. Their offense sucks. Their defense is worse. This team, to me, is ready to fold. This upcoming schedule for them, they play the Mavericks, the Clippers, and the Warriors. So my simple question for the Lakers is, how long is it till LeBron has an injury, quote unquote, that keeps him out for the rest of the season? That's coming soon, right? Are they really going to fight for that play-in? They think they're going to make in at the 7-8. It seems like with Anthony Davis being out, you could see LeBron packing it in, just like he did a couple of years ago. So we'll see with the Lakers. They're a very interesting team to see, especially if they lose the next three games against the Mavs, Clippers, and Warriors, and they are losing bad to the Pelicans. So we assume that they lose that one as well. If they don't win for 2 weeks after All-Star break, I could see LeBron packing it in. Woof. Number 20, the team that is currently throttling the Lakers, the New Orleans Pelicans at 25-36. This is one I maybe should have flip-flopped them. Maybe the Pelicans should be up with 18 above the Hornets right now. CJ McCollum, Brandon Ingram, that combo has been a lot of fun. Their offense has improved. The defense still struggles. They still give up a lot of points, but at least the offense looks competent, to say the least. But this week, they have the Kings and the Jazz. So a good week for them. They definitely are trying to make the push for the play-in with the Blazers. We'll talk about them in a second, obviously looking to tank. And the Lakers could very stealthily be trying to tank soon if LeBron's is like, I can't play this five anymore and still lose by 12 alongside Russell Westbrook. So the Pelicans have a good shot of making it. So I could see them moving up this rankings. The reason they're still at 20th is just they're just not a good shooting team that will probably improve with CJ and Brandon Ingram. but we'll see. So the shooting is kind of like the Grizzlies. They just don't have the wins like the Grizzlies do. So they're sitting here at 20, which ironically was the Grizzlies spot a couple months ago in December. Number 21, the San Antonio Spurs, 24-37. Of the remaining teams on this list, they're the only one with a positive rating at 0.4 net rating. What else is there to say about the Spurs? Was kind of surprised that they traded away Derek White, but I like Keldon Johnson. Deontay Murray's had a great year. Played more minutes in an all-star game than the Ja Morant. Riddle me that. But he's had a really good season. Unfortunately for the Spurs, there's just no consistency. And if Jakob Poeltl, who's had a great year as well, if he's going to be injured and out, they got rid of Drew Eubanks. There's no backup big. So this team's going to be playing ultra small all the time. And it's Kata Bates Diop time. I didn't want to completely butcher his name, but if Kata Bates Diop is their main center and forward going forward, this team does not like to shoot threes, but they're going to have to if they're going to compete for anything. And they seem like they want to push for the final play-in. So we'll see with them. But number 22, kind of rounding out the bad teams, we'll go quick with these. 27-33, the Washington Wizards. It's Kyle Kuzma season. I don't think there's any plan to bring back Porzingis this year. Started out hot. We said back in December that, to me, this was a team that was very average and could fall off. I didn't see them being one of the 10 worst teams in the NBA, but here we are. But Kyle Kuzma getting 30-35 a night, I'm here for it. 23, the New York Knicks, 25-36. What a year will do for you. Lost five in a row, 1-9 in their last 10. Kemba sitting on the bench, no longer with the team, or not going to play anyways. Julius Randle looks super disinterested. He's not even trying at some points at night. The young guys are getting a lot of run. That's kind of what you got to do. You play young guys, you're going to struggle. RJ Barrett, though, 46 against the Heat the other night, 24 versus 76ers tonight. It's time for RJ. Let's see what we got with the number the third overall pick in the draft. So let RJ cook. If he struggles, he struggles, but he's got to get through it. This is kind of where the Knicks are. Go get you a top eight pick. 24, the Portland Trailblazers, 25-35, which I know seems kind of low for what they before the All-Star break, they had won four games in a row, but Dame is out indefinitely. Nurkic is now out for the foreseeable future, and here comes the tank rolling on through into town. My question for the Blazers is, why did they wait so long to tank? Now you're kind of insured. Yeah, you'll have a top six, top five potential pick unless you get lucky in the lottery. But why did they wait so long? Why push to win 25 games if Dame's going to be out? They should have just blown it up immediately and just give Anthony Simons the keys 2 months ago. They should have got rid of CJ 2 months ago. So I don't know if it was just the Pelicans waiting or the Blazers just thought maybe we got a chance if we keep doing this, but the tanking is ensuing. I have a hard time seeing this team win another game. Like I really do without Nurkic. So gambling community, this is a team you need to look to fade. Number 25, the Indiana Pacers, 21-41. It's Halliburton Hive continues to grow. Buddy Hield has been pretty good since the trade. Rick Carlisle, what are you going to do, man? Miles Turner, happy that now he's the five and can do whatever he wants, more freedom on offense. This is just going to be a bad team. So get that top five pick. Hopefully you get lucky getting top three. Maybe you can get Jabari Smith. Maybe Chet Holmgren falls. Maybe you get Pablo out of it. Who knows? But this is I don't think the Pacers, although they did win tonight against the Celtics, this is a team that I don't think should be looking to win another game this year. But 26, the team right behind them who did that trade with Halliburton, 22-40, the Sacramento Kings. They've lost their last four. They have back-to-back losses against the Nuggets recently, so take that as you will. But De'Aaron Fox and Domantas Sabonis, they actually seem to like each other. I mean, after the first game they won together after the trade deadline, they like hugged and embraced, like a huge weight had been lifted off De'Aaron Fox's shoulder. Oops, is the weight back on? Lost last four. I don't see them getting any better. I thought in our last episode with Daniel that this is a team that would try to make a push for the play-in. So I don't know if they're going to completely throw in the towel, but I don't think it gets much better. So I don't think it's going to be a big mover or anything. So I think they'll be in the bottom six of the league for the rest of the year. 27, the true bottom. 19-41, the Oklahoma City Thunder. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Josh Giddey, the tank is on. What can you pair with them as well? Jabari Smith, great. Chet Holmgren, cool. But SGA and Giddey is the only reason you are even trying to pay attention to this team. 28, the Houston Rockets. They're 15-45. I don't even know why they're fielding a team. They've lost their last nine, minus 9.3 net rating. They hold the record for worst defense in the league this year. They're bad. So 29, Magic. The Orlando Magic are 29th in our list. 14-47. They have the worst record in our list, but they're not the worst in the team. So there you go, Orlando. There's something to look forward to. They're 3-7 in their last 10. They minus 8.4 net rating. The only reason they're 29th and not 30th over the Pistons is because they're just a marginally better shooting team. So if they fall back a little bit shooting-wise, Pistons kind of get even with them, we might have a flip-flop here for worst team in the league. But the 30th team in the league that holds it right now is the Detroit Pistons at 15-46. They're minus 9.2 net rating. Cade Cunningham, Sadiq Bey, I know they hit a game winner tonight, and they've been kind of frisky lately, but they're not too frisky. Don't get excited, all right? They're not going to be winning a lot more games. They're going to try, but they're not going to win a lot of games anymore. If they win 22, I would be surprised. But are we starting – can we start having the Killian Hayes as a bust talk, or is that still too early? Because I don't see it. They tried it with him and Cade starting lineup. Now he's coming off the bench, averaging like 6 points. Not looking great, man. I hope he does okay because I liked him coming out of that draft, but I'm just not seeing it with Killian. It might take a few years. Maybe the Pistons probably have that time to do that, but to go from starter to seventh or eighth man, not a great sign for a former number seven pick. So that wraps up where we are at power rankings wise in the NBA right after All-Star break. Like we said, the past week or so has been weird with teams getting back into a rhythm. So these, you know, rankings might be a little bit of an anomaly. There might be some shift. I don't think there's going to be a huge shift, definitely from the bottom. I think there will be marginal movement at the top as well. It's kind of that middle core that we could see a little bit of shifting and moving, but they have been talks about, I saw it on the broadcast tonight where they're talking about, is the East a better conference than the West now? Because there's, you know, a lot of teams with 30 plus wins, 32 plus wins, and there's more parity and they're all within each other. That's not right. The West is still the best conference in the league. The West is going to have the NBA champion come out of it. That is no doubt in my mind right now. Obviously, things could change with injury. So CP3, something like that can happen to any of these teams. But I certainly don't believe this idea that the Eastern Conference is now a better conference because there's more parity. I would actually think that it's counter. It's worse of a league because of the parity. There's not domination from one team. So the West is still the conference to beat in my eyes. This is going to be a fun 20 to 22 game push as we get ready for the playoffs. So that will wrap us up tonight. Told you it'd be short and sweet. I hope you enjoyed going over our power rankings just to kind of see where we're at. We'll probably do this, revisit this again as we head into the playoffs, because we're trying to use this as a model. This is a year test model to see if we're going to use it again to kind of see if we can predict who's going to win the NBA championship. So we'll get more kind of formula stuff, more data, and have some good stuff for you in the next coming weeks. So that will wrap us up here. As you know, March Madness, if you're a basketball fan, you love March Madness. March Madness is right around the corner. You know, every year we have Daniel, Cody, a couple friends come on and we talk about the brackets, do some fun stats, crunch the numbers, make some championship picks, pick our brackets, which usually are a fail, but at least they're a fun episode where we joke around with each other, especially with Cody because he doesn't watch a second of college basketball and his bracket always does the best. So you'll definitely want to pay attention to that one. But that will be coming up soon, I think in 2 weeks. So next week we'll have a regular episode. Then after that, it'll probably be college basketball focused. So hope everyone enjoys their week. Another great week of NBA basketball. See you guys next Monday. Here we